What's going on, DFS Army? Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Keg here. Here to do a NBA first look for Wednesday, the 20th. Monster 10-game slate. We'll cover game by game. Talk DraftKings as the backdrop, but I'll talk prices on both sites. Talk about plays I like, plays I don't like. And if you're not a subscriber to the channel, please hit that subscribe button. We're still pushing towards 1,000. We're about 820 right now. Really appreciate each and every one of you. And hit that thumbs up button if you don't mind. And let's just jump right into this thing. All right, all right, all right. First game, Brooklyn at Cleveland. We do not have a total for this game. However, no total. A lot of that has to do with there is just, I think Kyrie Irving is probable this game. So he's supposed to play. This will be the first time since the acquisition of James Harden that we get all three of them on the same court playing a pitiful Cleveland team. They should absolutely smash them. The problem with this is James Harden is 10-9. Kevin Durant is 10-5 and Kyrie Irving is 9K. And on FanDuel, 10-7 for Harden, 10-3 for Durant, and 9-2 for Kyrie Irving. I would think with all the noise going around, even though Kyrie Irving, he's a head case. I don't like him. I don't think he's good for the league. I wish he would just be out of the league, but here we are. I think at 9K, maybe he comes out and tries to make a statement here. I'm curious how this will work, but having three guys that really need the ball in their hand, I think what you do is maybe take a couple stabs at Kyrie Irving and then just kind of fade this because I don't know how it's going to work, man. Like they all need the ball. They're all expensive. All the usage is going to go to them. I think it really takes Joe Harris out of it. 5,500 on DraftKings, over here on FanDuel. Joe Harris is sitting at 4,500. I think he's still in play on FanDuel. Again, he's going to be just doing a lot of catch and shoot the three, and that's what he does. He's not going to be asked to do anything more with those three guys on the court. DeAndre Jordan at 5,500 on DraftKings, 4,800 on FanDuel. We did see a double-double out of him last game. Again, played 38 minutes against Milwaukee, but they needed it. That was a close game. Put up 36 fantasy points. I don't think we can expect that. Again, it's Cleveland, Drummond. They'll need some size. I think it's okay play on FanDuel, but not so much on DraftKings. But if this game gets out of control, they won't keep Jordan in there. They'll bring some of these other guys off the bench. So it's a really hard team to get too excited about. Kind of interesting to see how this is. I'm going to take a wait and a see approach on how they're going to all work together. And you're not getting a discount any on them. So again, I think I would take a few stabs at Irving and then kind of move on. And none of these other guys excite me at all in a 10-game slate. So like I said, on FanDuel, maybe a little bit of Joe Harris and DeAndre Jordan and then Kyrie Irving on both sides. And I'm kind of going to be low on Harden and Durant, even though Harden's been fantastic since he came here with Durant. The problem, all three of them. So I don't think we're going to see a 60 or 70 burger. I'm curious what Steve Nash will do with these three, man. It'll be interesting. Definitely going to be much watched TV here. On the Cleveland side of things, again, DeAndre Drummond, 9-9. Injury news for these guys. We have Garland and Sexton both questionable. If they're out, you know, it does boost Dotson. He'll probably be the starting point guard there for 5,200. Chetty Osman is priced up 6,500 on DraftKings. He's only 5,900 on FanDuel. So maybe you look at him there. But again, they should get smashed against this Brooklyn team with all three of these guys playing. Drummond at 9-9. I just can't pay that price tag. 10-5 on FanDuel. I understand bigs against Brooklyn. If you think this game stays close, play him. I just don't think it does, and I think it's a spot you can kind of stay off of them, especially now, too. Jared Allen should play this game, and with Jared Allen playing, you know, how many minutes are we actually going to see Drummond play? And Drummond is priced up towards his ceiling. I think he's an auto fade here. You know, Allen's 6'6", playing against his old team, 6,800 on FanDuel. Maybe he gets a little bit more run. And so if you're going to take a shot on a big man against Brooklyn, take the guy against his old team, Allen. Maybe he even gets some garbage run. I don't know how they'll do things at Cleveland, you know, or maybe if it gets completely out of control, they roll McGee out there. It's hard to say what Cleveland's going to do. They're a dumpster fire of a team right now. It's really hard. Like I said, if Garland and Sexton out, maybe a little bit of Chetty Osman, but I can't get excited about Nance at 6,400 on DraftKings and 71 on FanDuel. Again, with Jared Allen going to play, all their minutes should kind of come down a little bit. You know, Okoro is 4,800 on FanDuel, 4,400 on DraftKings. You know, I think this is a game on this slate this size. You don't get too excited about it, you know. So I wouldn't be heavily invested on any of these guys. Let's head right into the Dallas at Indy game. We do have a 219 over-under here with Indy favored by 1.5. One of the things on Dallas side, man, it's been the Luka show. And if you're going to spend up, I'd rather pay up for Luka here. It's not a crazy high total, but he's still going to get all the usage here. Now, on a back-to-back, he had a kind of a stinker against Toronto at 35. But before that, 87, 63, 77. And they need a win really bad here. So I can see him coming out and firing all cylinders. I know Brogdon's a pretty good defender, but I don't mind throwing Luka here in at 10-7 if we're going to spend up. So I'm going to throw him in this initial lineup. I'll look at building. Porzingis, I'm sorry, FanDuel, he is price for Luka is up to 11.5. So there's a little bit more of a case to get off of him there. But we'll have to see if any value opens up. And usually on these 10-game slates, we do have more of a studs and scrubs approach just because we tend to have value later in the day. But we'll see what opens up here. Again, Luka 10.7 is a nice price. Porzingis, 7,900 on DraftKings. He is 7,500 on FanDuel. Very good price over on FanDuel. His minutes are turning up. You know, they did lose in Toronto and put 31 minutes on a back-to-back. But saying 33 and 31 in a back-to-back, put up 40, 35, 30 fantasy points on FanDuel. I think on DraftKings, it's a little bit harder to play him. I think what I will do, I'll play Luka on DraftKings, and I'll play Porzingis more on FanDuel because that's just too cheap at 7,500. Now, again, with the Dallas side, you know, all these guys are still out. Finney Smith, Kleba, Powell, Richardson. So we're still going to have James Johnson of 4,500. I think that's still a fair price. James Johnson's 4,700 on FanDuel. Again, I have no problem playing him. Willie Cauley-Stein at 5,100. You can get on the boards against Indiana. Turner's actually questionable this game. So I don't mind playing Willie Cauley-Stein either. So both these guys are in play. The bigs with Hardaway, you know, he came back last game. He's probable. It really does hurt the upside of Trey Burke. One thing we did see though, is we saw Jalen Brunson get the start last game. He was only 4K last game. You know, shot 10 shots, 27 minutes though is the big thing in that starting lineup. So if he starts again at this price at 4,300 on DraftKings, over on FanDuel, 3,900, I'm definitely interested there if he starts. And we should know it's a 7 o'clock start, one of the early games. But if he does start, that's a great price. And if we don't have any fantastic value, it's a guy that we can kind of look at playing. And I don't mind playing him next to Luka. But it's something we can look at. It's a pretty cheap price tag. But other than that, not super excited about any of these other guys. It's basically the bigs, Luka, and then Brunson here. Over on the Indy side, again, we have Lamb questionable, Turner questionable, and Sampson questionable. If we don't get any of those guys, I think Brogdon and Sabonis. Brogdon's way too cheap here at 8,300. I have no problem playing him, you know, running it back from Luka. He is 8,800 on FanDuel, so a little more expensive on FanDuel. It's a little harder to swallow that price tag. But Sabonis, 9,600 on FanDuel, 9,800 on DraftKings. He's priced towards the ceiling, and on a 10-gamer, I don't think you need to go there. I would much rather go one of the other studs. So he might be a fade at that price. A better play though, if Turner's out, but not super excited to play. And again, if we get Lamb, Turner, all these guys out, Justin Holiday at 4,900 on DraftKings is a little pricey. But over here on FanDuel at 4,200, he is still underpriced. We'll see a bunch of minutes. Saw 34 against the Clip Show. Last game out, put up 27 fantasy points. So now three of those were steals over in FanDuel. So that's 9 points, but at 4,200, way better price over at FanDuel compared to DraftKings. So I think I would just consider him there. We can look at, again, those guards. You know, I think Sumner saw the start. If all those guys are going to be out, they're questionable. He's 3,800. He did put up 21 fantasy points in 21 minutes. So he could get there. He's another piece of value we could kind of look at. Over on FanDuel, he's sitting at 4,100. But this is a great, great price for him over on DraftKings. And the great thing about him on DraftKings is we can play him at the small forward position. So I'll just slide him in there. I know it's four guys from this game. I'm just throwing him in this lineup. This is not a lineup that I would say I would consider playing, but I'm just throwing him in here and we can move things around as we go through things. But that's about it. We really need that news on Turner, Lamb, and Sampson. Not so much Sampson. He's not going to really dictate anything, but Lamb and Turner will, especially on guys like Sumner and guys like Justin Holliday, because that'll dictate how things are going to go a little bit. Because like McDermott is the same thing, 4,700 on DraftKings. McDermott's 3,800 on FanDuel. Again, way too cheap if these guys are out, because McDermott will play a lot of the four, and he played 32 minutes against the Clippers last time, put up 24 fantasy points. Again, the only problem with McDermott, he's usually a better DraftKings play because all he does is shoot, but 4,700 is pricey. But as you can see, he doesn't have a lot of other stats. One rebound, two assists, 23 real points, shot 5 from 7 from three. That's how he gets it done. So I don't think I like that price tag on DraftKings, but on FanDuel at 3,800, it opens up some things. So we need that news, and we should get it before lock. So consider that. Need the news before we can move on. Let's head on to the Boston and Philly game. No spread for this one either here tonight yet. Joel Embiid is probable, though. So let's first look on the Boston side. Again, we should see with Kemba Walker back, he saw around 20 minutes at 2,400. I'll be curious if they up his minutes a little bit. If Steven says, you know, we're going to play him more, you know, closer to 30 minutes, I would like it, but we might only see 25, 26 minutes. I don't think we can get there when we look at this price tag at 6,500 on DraftKings. Even if we go over and look at on FanDuel side and we see 6,300, again, I need those minutes to be up closer to 30 before I'm going to play him. Jaylen Brown, 8,700 on DraftKings, 8,300 on FanDuel, I think is definitely in play still. With no Tatum, he's going to continue to shoot a ton. You know, he's still got a ceiling, 39 points here, shot 9 for 20, not great, but we know there's a 50 point upside in there. The problem with Walker, the more minutes he's going to play, he's going to take more shots away from Jaylen Brown. So definitely not a must here. I can't see this total being extremely high anyways. I think this will probably be like a 205 or 210. It's not going to be extremely high here. And I think there's other games we can kind of look at. So not super excited here with all these guys healthy. I kind of just think you just kind of move on. Like with all these guys back on the Boston side, nothing's doing for me. Over here on the Philly side, again, same kind of thing. We're basically all healthy here. Joel Embiid's 9-6 on DraftKings, 9-8 on FanDuel. Ben Simmons, 9,100 on DraftKings, 8,300 on FanDuel. Tobias Harris, 7,200 on DraftKings, 7,400 on FanDuel. I just can't look here. Like, this is like a cross-off game for me. Like, with all these guys healthy, I want to look for positions where I'm getting the usage rate with guys out and I'm taking advantage of those injuries. And I don't believe that I am doing that at all on this team with two full guys. So this could be a good, fun game to watch. But on a fantasy level, you know, Seth Curry may be coming back. You know, in 5,300, he can hit some threes. So if we're looking at value there, it's 5,300 on DraftKings. Seth Curry over on FanDuel is 4,500. I guess that's a guy I would kind of look at, because if he slides back in that starting rotation, you know, he can get you 30 fantasy points. So I like that way better than I like these other guys. The studs, I've just kind of fade here. I'll be curious. Shake Milton, 5,600. I don't think you'll see the usage anymore with Seth Curry coming back. But even off the bench, 6,200 on FanDuel, 5,600 on DraftKings. I think he's towards the ceiling, so we can kind of skip this. So really, talking through it, I think it's Seth Curry for me or bust in this game. Let's head over to Detroit at Atlanta. What a dumpster fire this game should be. 221 over under. Atlanta favored by 6.5. On the Detroit side, again, it's Jeremy Grant all day long. He is 7,700 on DraftKings. And he is priced 8,400 on FanDuel. It is his team. He basically does it all here. 43, 57, 34, 44 in his last four. Pace up matchup against Atlanta. I have no problem paying 7,700 for some Jeremy Grant. I don't really care for Griffin at 6,100 on DraftKings, 6,300 on FanDuel. With all these other guys here on a 10-game slate, maybe some Derrick Rose at 5,400 on DraftKings. 6,500 on FanDuel is a fade for me. But on DraftKings, that's a pretty fair price. Against Atlanta, like I love attacking guys against Atlanta, and that's a good price on him. Don't really care to play Plumlee on this slate. And all these other guys are basically just bleh. So I can't get too excited about any of these guys on both sides here. I think it's Jeremy Grant and then a little bit of Rose on DraftKings. On the Atlanta side, do we have any injury news here for so Trae Young is probable. DeAndre Hunter is probable. Cam Reddish is questionable. He was out last game. One thing I got to mention here that's kind of funny, I think DraftKings screwed up. Kevin Huerter is priced 9,500 on DraftKings. You heard that right. 9,500. If there's one guy that should not be owned at all on DraftKings, it is a 9,500 Kevin Huerter. He will never hit that value. Just X him out of your pool. There's no way he should make a lineup. We're just going to move on here. Like I said, Trae Young is probable here. 9,300 on DraftKings, 9K on FanDuel. I think that's playable here against Detroit. Again, he should be able to do what he wants to against this team. Capella's having some monster games. I'm not scared of Plumlee. I think, 7,600. I prefer him over Collins easily. Over on FanDuel, he's up to 8K. So that's priced up. I'm not sure I love that. But he's put up two monster games back-to-back against Minnesota and Portland. 55 and 56 FanDuel points. Over on DraftKings points, 54, 54. 39 and 37 minutes. If he's going to play those minutes, I have no problem sliding him in my center position here. So that would be the guy that I like for upside. There's a lot of meat left on the bone, and 8K is a little harder to get to, but I think we have plenty of value that we could play him. But a 10-game slate, we kind of have to see where things are going to pan out or not. But again, if these guys, we would look at playing Kevin Huerter on FanDuel if Reddish is out, because he's only 5,500 and he did have a monster game against Minnesota. He put up 46 fantasy points in 40 minutes. And he's playable only on FanDuel, not on DraftKings at 9,500. That's ridiculous and stupid. Rondo at 3K, again, a lot of people talk about him, but you look at him since he's been back, solid 5, 8, and 1.5. Just move on. Don't need to play a guy like that. So I don't want to see any of those questions. I guess on Detroit side, Josh Jackson, we can look at, he is 4,200 on FanDuel. He's put up 14, 19, 16. We know there's 20 and 30 point games out of him. So he's interesting more on the, FanDuel side than DraftKings for those blocks and steals. So that's where I'm at. Basically it's Capella for me on DraftKings, and it's Kevin Huerter or Capella for me on FanDuel on this team. Let's move right along and head up Miami at Toronto. On the Miami side, we have Tyler Hero still questionable. Dragic is probable. Gabe Vincent is probable as well. So, going up against Toronto here, Bam Adebayo, 8,600, I think is fair to play him even against Toronto here. 8,800 on FanDuel, without Jimmy Butler around. And if Hero's out, he's going to have to do more. Dragic at 5,700, probable. It's too cheap, even against Portland. He is priced too cheap as well over on FanDuel at 5,200. That's just too cheap for a guy that should play around 30 minutes. I think you could slide him in there. So maybe I'll take out a Grant and I'll slide in Dragic here just because that's a too cheap of a price tag. If Hero is out, I still think he's playable if Hero's there. But they'll need more from him if Hero is out. And that's just too cheap of a tag. Nunn's another guy if Hero is out. He played, 27 minutes last game. 34 minutes, 27 and 34. Put up 34 fantasy points. And I talked about him before. There's big games out of him if there's, we saw it in the bubble. He's the next Fighting Illini guy, right? I-L-L-I-N-I. And he can get her done. 4K is, again, too cheap. More of a tournament play. Then if Brunson's starting, I feel like this is, we always talk about cash games and tournaments. If Brunson starts, he's your tournament guy. I'm your cash guy. And then you just slide Nunn in your single entry and three max, because he has higher upside in my opinion. If Hero was out, it's just too cheap. He's 5,500 on FanDuel. I can't get there, but on DraftKings, 4K is too cheap if Hero's out. Kelly Olynyk, 5,300. Not excited about that on the slate. Duncan Robinson, 5,800. Don't really love that either. Olynyk's 4,900 on FanDuel. I guess you can look at that. But again, it's Dragic and Nunn for me on this team if Hero is out. Let's go over to the Toronto side of the ball here and look at things. And boy, Chris Boucher has been playing just unbelievable ball. Still somehow only 7,300 here over on DraftKings. 46, 37, 48, and 40. And he's doing it in 28, 31, 30, and 32 minutes, which is insane. Even bigger numbers over at FanDuel because those blocks and steals. 47, 38, 48, 40. So you got to consider him at price. It's still too cheap for him to, you know, slide him into one of these positions. Maybe look to take out Brogdon here. Kyle Lowry, 7,600. It's too cheap. No problem playing him. Van Fleet, 7,500. These guys are 7,600 and 7,500 again, too cheap for Lowry at that price tag. A little harder matchup again for up against, Miami. Don't get me wrong, but these guys are still priced too cheap and I want some of this. But again, my favorite play is still going to be, Chris Buescher here. And then Siakam at 8K on both sides. It's hard to get excited about it. His ceiling's way lower. With, you know, Bobby Boucher doing his blocks and steals. So I'm just going to fade Siakam. He just hasn't been doing it this year. And I'll pay the $700 savings for him or $100 up on FanDuel. So that's basically it. You know, you can always look at OG in tournaments. 6K on FanDuel, 5,900 on DraftKings, but definitely would not be a cash play. And as long as this full team is healthy, that's about as far as you should look on a slate this large. Let's jump right over to Orlando at Minnesota. On the Orlando side, it looks like we have Evan Fournier doubtful, and then Mobamba is questionable. So let me look one more time here because I thought the news updated a little bit. Yeah, Mobamba's out now. So I saw that, and then I wanted to say I saw news earlier on, you know, we know Michael Carter-Williams is out. But on the Fournier news, I think he was still questionable. I don't think he was ruled out yet. Yeah, so he's still questionable. We'll have to see what's going on there. But if he was out, Terrence Ross, 6,100, definitely overpriced. But a guy that, you know, if he heats up, he can get going. I prefer him at FanDuel at 5,300. I think he's overpriced here. Aaron Gordon's been playing big-time ball. 7K on FanDuel. 7,400 on DraftKings, 57 burger against New York, 30, 24, and 44. He does have a pretty low floor, but a high ceiling. Minnesota has been a dumpster fire. I think you can fire up any of these guys. And again, he just did this, that 57 burger against New York. Minnesota is no better. So I have no problem if you want to play Aaron Gordon here. Vooch is down to 8,600 on DraftKings, 99 on FanDuel. Way better price over here on DraftKings. FanDuel, I don't think I'll be paying up that 99. Again, I don't know exactly roster construction, but that is towards his ceiling, and his minutes haven't been heavy. But Aaron Gordon's been on a tear. I think he's my favorite play here on the Orlando side. On DraftKings and on FanDuel. Like I said, Ross is in play on FanDuel for the Orlando side at price. You know, we're probably still going to see if these guys are out. You know, if Fournier plays, he's probably going to take some shots away from Gordon, and it sucks. But we'll probably still see, you know, heavy minutes for Cole Anthony's 5K on DraftKings. He's 5,300 on FanDuel. You know, he had that one big game against Brooklyn at 40 points, but other than that, 18, 25, 18, I just can't get behind him. I know Minnesota's bad. If you want to take a shot on him in tournaments, I'm okay with it, but I don't think that there's some massive upside here. And if Fournier's back, you just can't do it. On the Minnesota side, we can look at, D'Angelo Russell's up to 8,800. Wow. We're paying a pretty penny for him, but he's been on a roll. 8,400 on FanDuel. Against Orlando here, 56, 43, 42 over his last three. The minutes have been there. The shots are being there. So I think fair price on FanDuel at 8,400. 8,800 is just too expensive for me. I'd rather go to a Brogdon, or there's other guys I think that you can actually look at where you don't have to go Russell. Again, the usage is there. Beasley, 6,900 on DraftKings, 6,600 on FanDuel. Again, I think you'd only play one or the other. They're not both going to have big games because they both shoot. Vanderbilt, 4,900. He's been starting at that four, 4,800 on FanDuel. He's priced up a little bit now. He's not in the low 4Ks. But again, against Atlanta in 29 minutes, he put up 31 fantasy points. So depending on roster construction, and he's a power forward now, not a small forward. So I don't like that on FanDuel. So they're priced up a little bit. I don't think we need to go there, but he does hurt Reed a little bit for rebounds and everything else that he does. So I think as they continue to play some of these guys, you know, Edwards, Okogie, it's really hard to like him. For me, it's basically Russell or Beasley, not both, or bust here. I can't get behind any of these other guys the way they're priced, you know. So, and if Okogie happens to sit, maybe it opens up some more minutes for Edwards or Culver, but I just really don't like it. And on a slate this big, I don't think you need to go here at all. So let's just stick with Russell and Beasley and move on. Let's head to the next game here. Phoenix at Houston. No total on this one either. Phoenix, it looks like Cameron Payne is questionable. Again, on the Phoenix side, Booker is 8,200. Over in FanDuel, 7,800. Again, against Houston, you know, we don't really know what this Houston team's going to be at all about. We know Oladipo put up a great game his first game back, but Booker's more just a shooter. I have a hard time liking him. 8,200, 7,800, more just a tournament play. Can't get excited about that. Chris Paul, 7,200 on DraftKings, 6,900 on FanDuel. That's too cheap. He's been extremely consistent. 30, 38, 31, 30, 34, 38, 37 over his last seven games. I think that's a fair price on FanDuel if you want to go there. And even on DraftKings at 7,200 against his old Houston team, no problem playing him. Ayton at 7K on DraftKings, 6,800 or 6,700 on FanDuel. He's just all over the map, though. It's really hard to trust him in cash or tournaments. I'd rather play Capella at the, you know, for paying an extra 600 more. 41 his last game against Memphis, but then Washington, 17, 29, 36, 29. So no massive games where like Capella can give you, so I'm just kind of skipping it. Jay Crowder, 4,800. Again, all these guys on a slate this large, I feel like I'm just grasping at straws here. So no one that I absolutely love. I think it's just basically Chris Paul for me on this team on both sides and then move on. Let's move over to the Houston side. Now we saw first game back, first game for Houston, Oladipo, 7,800 on FanDuel and 7,900 on DraftKings. Now he put up a monster first game here, going up against Phoenix, 54 in 32 minutes. Saw all the shots, hit 56% from the field, almost had him a double-double with assists, which is good to see because usually he's just a shooter. But he probably is going to have to facilitate a little bit more here. You know, with Wall out, he's probably going to lead that team again. 7,800, I have no problem going back to him. 7,900, I wish he's a little bit cheaper, but definitely a tournament play here. Christian Wood, 8,400 on DraftKings, 9,800 on FanDuel. I'm just going to fade that. I think with Depot there, he's going to take away some of his usage. He did put up 42 fantasy points in 30 minutes. So, you know, but he's not putting up the 50 burger that I need at that price or 55. So I think it's a fade on FanDuel. On DraftKings, I think you can play him, but I would temper your expectations as long as Oladipo is playing at that price too. It's just really tough. Eric Gordon at 5,500. Again, with Wall out, I think it's going to be popular. 5,200 on FanDuel. Again, going to be the shooter there with Oladipo. It looks like he's going to be the facilitator here while Wall's out. Put up 28 fantasy points in 33 minutes here on FanDuel. You know, so I like that price on FanDuel. 30 minutes or 30 over here on DraftKings, which gets you right near close to that 6X mark, but not, you know, crazy. So I'm not like super excited about it. But really, that's all I'm looking at. You know, if we're looking at Tate here, 21 fantasy points in 30 minutes. He can kind of get it going, you know, but it's not a cheap tag. So I think it's Depot and Gordon on this team and kind of move on. I don't think there's, you know, we don't need to dumpster dive for some of these. It looks like we're going to have some value probably in this Dallas and Indy game. And then I brought up none. So, you know, if I can find 4 or 5 value pieces on a slate, I will focus heavily on those and rotate the studs through and don't try to guess on all this other value. Let's head on over to the Spurs at Golden State. Looks like we have no injury news on the Spurs. White's been out a while. We know that. But against Golden State, again, DeMar DeRozan up to 8,500 on DraftKings. 8,000 on FanDuel. I think it's more of a fair price on FanDuel. I'm not paying that much for DeRozan on DraftKings. I think it's overpriced. DeJounte Murray, 7,400 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel. Better price on DraftKings. Again, 38, 42, 39. Been pretty consistent, but no like super ceiling games. And I think you're going to get that with, as long as the Spurs are healthy, you might get a few guys pop, but it's really hard to say who's going to absolutely go ham here. Kelvin Johnson let people down last game, 6,600 on DraftKings, 6,700 on FanDuel, only put up 16 points. There's going to be ceiling games out of him, but when this whole team's healthy, it's tough to know he's going to go off. So he's just kind of a fade. LMA, 6,100 on DraftKings, 6K on FanDuel, put up 29 fantasy points in 24 minutes, but they kind of just took it to Portland here. And he didn't touch that fourth quarter. Actually cost me some money because I had a hell of a lineup with him in it. But anyways, I don't think you need to go there either. And again, it's one of those things if you're going to look at it. Even Patty Mills is 5K on DraftKings. A little bit cheaper old Patty Mills on FanDuel at 4K. And we can get some ceiling games out of him. He put up 23 last game. So there's some upside to Patty Mills on FanDuel. But on DraftKings, Lonnie Walker, 5,100. Gay, 5,900. Vassell's always interesting. 3,800 on DraftKings. 27, 21, 23. Does a little bit of everything. Getting a lot of steals here, which inflates the score. But I think at that price, at 3,800, he's a tournament look here. Definitely in your 150. 4,200 on FanDuel. And again, putting up 29, 23, and 26 his last three. Not seeing a ton of minutes. But again, I'll look for the value over the guys that are going to price more towards their ceiling. So that's where I would look. On the Golden State side, it looks like Wiggins is questionable here. You know, if he was to be out, it would be way more shots for Kelly Oubre Jr. Seth Curry's already going to be shooting a ton. He's 9,800 on FanDuel, 9,700 on DraftKings. I think he's a great tournament play here, especially if Wiggins is out. But that makes me think that Kelly Oubre Jr., 5,500 on DraftKings, and his price is 5,400 on FanDuel. Fantastic price here if Wiggins is out. Put up 18 shots in 37 minutes, put up 37 fantasy points, 28, 29. He's consistent as it is, but I think he's going to see an extra five or six shots if Wiggins is out. And at that price, he's the kind of guy I can just slide into a lineup, no problem. And there's big upside with him. He's got 40-plus point upside if Wiggins is out. So, but I think that's where you look at it. I have no problem playing Draymond Green if this game stays close. I didn't mention this is a 227 over-under with Golden State favored by 1.5. So Vegas thinks it's going to be close. So maybe you want a few pieces of this game with this total and how close of a spread it is. You know, there's a couple other games we want to look at here as we finish the night. But it looks like these night games are going to be pretty interesting with the pricing as well. Again, Draymond Green, 5,400 on both sides. 31 last game against the Lake Show, 16, 32, 39. He's probably going to be a core play for me just looking at price. That's just too cheap for a guy like that. So I kind of have to look around if you really want to go towards Luka. You might have to say bye-bye or put Luka here and throw a cheaper guard up. But really like some Draymond here. And maybe you run it back with on the Spurs side. You run it back with like an LMA or DeMonte Murray, you know, like a Murray and hope that he can get a ceiling. But these guys are priced where I don't think you have to. But there's some cheap value on the Golden State side for sure. And it's definitely Oubre and Green as my favorite. All right, let's move on to the Sacramento Kings at the Clippers. Clippers favored by 10.5, over under 231. On the Sacramento side, Bagley is probable. Whiteside is questionable. Bagley put up a hell of a game last game. 5,600 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is priced at 6,200. So priced up a little bit, but saw 36 minutes, 44 and 31 his last two games. If he plays and starts, I do like his price over here at FanDuel. I think that's DraftKings. Even FanDuel, 6,200 is okay. He's just got a bum wrist. But again, if he's going to start, 5,600 is too cheap for him for his upside. I mean, when you get a guy that can give you 8X upside, you got to look at him. Fox went absolutely postal. I'm not chasing this game. Again, pace up matches with Fox. He's 7,800 on FanDuel, 8,900 over in DraftKings is when he excels. 77 fantasy points last time against the Pelicans. The Clippers, the last time he played the Clippers, he put up 18. This is a hard matchup for him. I will fade him. I'm not chasing them 77 points. If I'm going to look at guys, I'm looking at guys like Bagley on this team here. I'm not going to be chasing that big game, and I hope people do. I hope people play him. I definitely will not own any Fox tomorrow. It's just not the matchup to play him, and he's so matchup dependent on when he's going to really go off, and he needs those matchups. But yeah, it's Bagley for me. They don't have the bigs that can control him. Even Rashawn Holmes, 6,400 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. I don't think you need to go there. I think if you feel like the game is going to get a little out of control, you might be able to look at playing some Haliburton at 5,900 on DraftKings, 5,600 on FanDuel. I think he's priced towards the ceiling, so I can't get super excited playing him. So the more I look at it, you know, Buddy Hield, 6,500 on DraftKings, 5,800 on FanDuel. The matchup, again, is not great. I think they're going to ride the struggle bus here. So I think if you're looking at anybody, it's Bagley, and that's about it on this side. I just can't wait till Luke Walton is out of the league and not coaching. I can't stress that enough. I can't stand watching him coach and screw up talent and teams. Let's head on over to the Clipper side. The Clippers have Lou Williams questionable. Ibaka is probable. Really hard to play these prices against the Clippers here, though. Paul George is 9,100 on DraftKings, 8,500 on FanDuel. Against this team, he put up 35. Again, it's really hard to play him at this price when they're both healthy here. Kawhi Leonard put up 43 against this team 2 games ago. I just don't think they're going to need him. So to me, they're both complete fades here. I'll look at this next game at Memphis at Portland more than this game. I would rather play a Morris Senior here. Put up 36 and 23. If we're going to see these minutes, you know, Marcus Morris, 4,700, 4,300 on FanDuel. I think that's the guy I'm looking at. And if you think it completely blows out, look at Luke Kennard, put up 32 up against his team in 30 minutes. He would get extra run if it did blow out. So he is kind of a GPP special. If it blows out, 4,600 on FanDuel, 4,300 on DraftKings with a spot to be able to get you around a 9X. So you have to consider him in tournaments at that price tag. You know, he can put it up, but like in regular, it's basically these guys, Morris and Kennard for me. I don't want any of the starters. Pat Beverly at 4,900 on DraftKings. He is 4,600 over on FanDuel. He was out this last game. You might consider him if you want on FanDuel because those blocks, I'm sorry, those steals. But in somebody I'm not trying to force in my lineup. So basically it's Morris and Kennard for me here. I'm not going to go extremely heavy on this team or this game. You know, I think it does blow out again. Sacramento is just a rough team to target, and the Clippers do have a good defense. Let's head over to the final game here. Memphis at Portland. Portland favored by 1.5. We'll start on the Portland side. No big injuries here. Morant should be back. Super cheap on Morant. Love this price tag on Morant. 7,300. The minutes should be going right back up there. You know, he's played 2 games now, 31 and 34 minutes. Love Morant against this Portland team. He's probably going to be a core play just looking at it at price. That's way, 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 way too cheap. He's 7,900 on FanDuel. Again, I still think you can play him there. On DraftKings, that's stupid price. That's almost lock button for me against this matchup, against a team that's really hurting with injuries and to try to find out where they're going to score. You know, I love the Ja Morant and Lillard bounce back, going back and forth and just stacking them up. I think that's a really fun way to do things. It's just, that should be a fun way to do it. Anyone else here on Portland? Joval is out, still. So, you know, we're probably going to see, you know, is Tillman going to start again? Clark should be doing more at 6K, 31, 33, and 40. So I do like some Clark here as well. I think this is a game you can stack up. 6,500 on FanDuel. I think that's a fair price for him. Like I said, Tillman could start at center here at 3,500, put up 23 and 31 his last 2 games. So that is an extremely cheap price tag we can throw on Tillman. If he gets the start, love that price tag on him. As we look down here on FanDuel, he's 4,600 on FanDuel. Not as cheap on DraftKings, but man, Ja Morant and Tillman, they screwed these prices up on DraftKings. Like, those are damn near lock button plays for me. And one guy we can look at in tournaments, the gorgeous Dong, you know, Gorgie Jang, 4,400. He's going to play backup center minutes, 19 and 10. More of just a tournament play, because if Tillman starts, man, 3,500 is just criminal. So he should. Again, Brooks is going to, I'm sorry, Clark's going to get a lot of, you know, shots than Tillman. Well, but man, that's so cheap. Tillman and Morant, just way too cheap. So, you know, if Clark's 6K for 1,300 more, I can play John Morant, playing John Morant. So those are the two guys to look here. Brooks is always a tournament option. At 6K on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's 5,200. Love that price tag for Dylan Brooks in a matchup like this. He's got a super low floor, but we've seen 40 and 50 point upside out of him. So if you were going to, you know, in strictly tournaments, I would much prefer Clark, though, if you're picking between the two, and especially in cash. It's by far Clark. But you have to love John Morant and Tillman on this site. That's just stupid, stupid price. Let's head on over to the Portland side, the last team of the night on this 10-gamer. Again, I love this game. Stack this thing up. I love Damian Lillard. Throw him right into this lineup here. Again, there's lots of ways you can go just to kind of just build the lineups out as we go through things. This is a very interesting lineup here. I'll take Sumner out. But love bringing Morant and Lillard back, especially a high over-under with a close total. No, we're not going to have McCollum. He's out for a while. Same with Nurkic. 10-4, 10K on FanDuel. He's going to do everything. He's going to shoot the ball a ton. 23 shots his last two games, put up 50 and 57. There's 70-point upside all day long here with him. And again, this is what I'm talking about. We have three healthy guys in Brooklyn. They're all priced similarly up near the 10K range. Like I said, I like the discount on Irving, but you know, he's a head case. Or I can play Lillard, who I know is going to play high 30 minutes with all the usage in the damn world. I want that. Now, Kanter, 6,300 on FanDuel, 6,300 on DraftKings. I think he's getting priced up to the point where tournaments only, there's 50-point upside out of him. I have no problem playing him in tournaments. In cash games, you're going Capella. Tournaments, you're going Kanter. Covington, 5K on DraftKings. 4,800 on FanDuel. Again, I think that is a tournament play. Now, the other guys we can look at, boy, Trent Jr. sucked it up last time. He just didn't get the run. What they're doing is they're starting Rodney Hood, 3,800 over here on DraftKings. And they said he's going to continue to get the start in place of McCollum. And he is priced to 5K on FanDuel. So they priced him up over on FanDuel. But DraftKings didn't get the memo here. I think you can slide him in your cash lineup. 28 fantasy points in 25 minutes. He does a lot by just scoring. But he's going to shoot 10, 15 times. That is way too cheap. I love to slide him right into this cash lineup here that I'm building. We got four guys from this game. But I think that's fair. They're all priced cheap except for Lillard. So he would be the cash guy. Tournaments. Carmelo Anthony. This is a thing where I play Rodney Hood on DraftKings, and then on FanDuel, I want Melo at 4,100 off the bench. I get almost 1,000 price savings on him on FanDuel. Put up 28 fantasy points in 26 minutes against the Spurs last game. They're going to be asked to do more, so Melo, love him on FanDuel. Derek Jones Jr., again, 4K on FanDuel. Great price tag on him. He's got 30-point upside. He's 4,100 over here on DraftKings, so he's a tournament play, 22-24. But way better on FanDuel for those blocks. They count for a lot more, so more of a FanDuel play. When Rodney Hood's 3,800 and they say he's going to start, you just kind of lock him into your cash game builds here. That's just too good of a price tag on him. Again, they missed the boat on Hood and Tillman big time. So I don't think you need to go with any of these guys. I think you found the guys that you need here. And that's kind of where you're at. Again, if you're not a part of DFS Army, head on over, sign up, use promo code CashKeg, save yourself 10%. We'll have cheat sheets all day long, talking shop, talking basketball. And if you haven't hit that subscribe button, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. Help me keep pushing for that 1,000 subscriber goal I've had, by the end of this month, and then hit that thumbs up on your way out. I really appreciate each and every one of you, and let's keep getting after us, man. We've had some big wins at DFS Army, a couple monster six figures, and hopefully it will be you tomorrow. So I appreciate you. I'm Cash Keg. Deuces.